Hello, and thank you for calling the Media Collective's free-form question and comment line, 312-DRY-TOFU. This week's prompt is fire. Please tell us a story about fire from your life. Like the time you were a kid with a book of matches and you went out in the garage and you set the place afire. What's the best method for cooking over an open flame? Or who would you like to see spontaneously combust? Please tell us about this and anything else and we'll post the audio on the Media Collective's website. That's themediacollective.org.
There was a time where I was over at a neighbor's house and we were in the basement and we stole a pack of matches and we were striking them off, and his mom came downstairs and said, what are you doing down here trying to set the house on fire? And then I was told to go home. So that's about it. Thanks, Dry Tofu.
One story that I have is from my childhood. So I was about 7 or 8, and my friend and I lived by a Catholic church. And so we would go to the church during, you know, non-service hours and light all of the candles that they have reserved. I think they're used, you light a candle and say a prayer for someone. Well, they just would leave the matches out, and so we would just go and light all of them and then blow them out and light them again, or just take the matchbooks and then go outside and set other shit ablaze. Fortunately, no one ever got hurt. We never burned a church down doing this. And I think that's about it for playing with fire. I never really played with fire beyond that because of the danger. I was aware of it. I didn't want to get burned. Cooking over fire, I don't have a lot of experience. I usually burn my marshmallows or they fall into the fire. I've never cooked, you know, like a can of beans over fire. I should add that to my to-do list in my life. So yeah, that's my story of fire.
Oh, yes, good evening. I have, indeed, a little story here about what is known to be the fire. And sadly, I would have to leave my name and address out of the recording due to the fact that what I'm about to say might be considered in some states an illegal activity. It turns out that back in the year of our Lord, 1997, I was about to graduate from the high school, and in those days, well, our teachers at the school were very, very strict about the policy of sitting down entirely on our seats and not utilizing the board desktop to sit and replace our bottoms. So one day I was at my seat at a very early hour in the morning, and a couple of my friends were with me, and they proceeded to sit on the desktop as well. Suddenly our vice principal comes into the classroom, and he sees us sitting on the desktop, and he proceeds to inform us that on the next 2 days we will be in charge of cleaning the desktops out of every classroom in the hallway. As we proceed the next day to bring our utensils to perform the cleaning, we realize that one of our friends, Fabrizio has brought a bottle of moonshine, the bottle of what is known in many places as the moonshine. As he is proceeding to clean the moonshine, and we are frantically working on this desktop, and we at some point observe that we have been working very hard, and we are pretty much done with the desk book to the vice principal's office, and we ask him to come and check our work. The vice principal comes diligently in, and he observes the desktops, and he is evidently very, very upset. The vice principal cannot understand why do we not have this desk perfectly shiny and clean. Sadly for our fate, the vice principal proceeds to tell us that we have to clean this. Excuse me for just...
Fire is amazing. Only memories I have of fire is drinking beer and sitting by the campfire and having a good time. Can't go wrong with that. Other than that, I guess I never really set anybody on fire or burnt anything down. Except for, I can't go into detail. I might get in trouble.
So once upon a time when I was younger, we would always build bike ramps, little bike ramps. So we had this little patch of land down the street from us, no houses, nothing going on there. Old driveway, I think it used to be a house. Right next to the road, probably a bad idea. So we've made this jump out of all this dirt and pallets, basically just a bump, and we're jumping over it. And then we find this old, the power wheels, those electric cars, no longer working. So, you know, we're riding out down the hill and everything. It eventually breaks, so we take it and we're like, we should jump over this. Of course, great idea. We're jumping over on our bikes. Catching some sweet air, I might add. So then, I don't know how it starts. Probably my brother, my younger brother is a little pyro, especially when he was younger. And, so we put some hay on the thing, and next thing you know, we have this giant fire. Especially considering how young we were. Pretty big fire. We're jumping over with our bikes. Doesn't seem like a big deal. And then the police and the fire department show up, and we got a little talking to. So that's my fire story.
Oh, fire. I love fire. It's so...
Fire. Well, I've been using fire a lot in my life. Probably the first time I had to light our stove, the igniter didn't work, so we had to light it by hand. Kind of dangerous. One time I singed all my brother's hairs. That was kind of funny and scary at the same time, but I quickly grabbed the dish rag and put them out. The teenager started using lighters. I started smoking at a young age. Got my first Zippo when I was 14. That was pretty cool. Fire's been a big part of my life. Latest thing. I barbecue a lot. I like doing the old charcoal method as opposed to propane. So weather's getting better, so in a couple weeks I'll be able to go out and put some charcoal in, hose it down with a good amount of lighter fluid, and put a match on it and eat some nice burgers or roasted vegetables, corn on the cob. Tasty. Thanks for making me hungry, dry tofu. Talk to you later.
Well, I didn't almost burn down the house, but my sister did. I was little, maybe 4 or 5, and my mom and I were going to go to the library, and I forgot something in my room, so I ran back. And when I ran to my bedroom, there a lamp was on fire because my sister had tilted the lampshade up against the light bulb. So needless to say, being the little child I was, I started screaming. My mom came running, and she grabbed the blanket off of the bed and threw it over the flaming lamp, which then put the flame out. So, yeah. A little bit afraid of fire. Has its place, you know. Got to respect it, though, because it can do a lot of damage if you let it get out of control. So that's my fire story. Okay. Hi, Dry Tofu.
This has been another installment of Dry Tofu. Please give us a call and share your thoughts at 312-379-8638. That's 312-DRY-TOFU.